This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Religious freedom, religious liberty. We've got to stand.
That's Roy Moore as we kick off the show here, America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. What a jam-packed hour we have. We're going to, of course, do the other as we normally do each and every week on our Tuesday into Wednesday show, where I bring Paul on and we talk about things that are happening in our world and reaction to that. And also Donovan Cashin, just 14. He is a car guru. He really is. He stops by and we talk about this really crazy car. Actually, a couple of cars, including the new Corvette. Might set you back a few dollars, though. But more is the fascination at the top, of course, and his reaction to what's going on, deny, deny, deny. And joining us now from Washington, D.C., and Talk Media News, Justin Duckham. Justin, what's going on with Roy Moore and the reaction to now his race, which is coming up in the second week in December, and these calls by the Republicans to have him step away? Are more people jumping on that bandwagon of trying to have him step away?
They certainly are. We had Paul Ryan today weighing in on this issue. He, of course, is in a different chamber of Congress, but he came out pretty forcefully and said that if Roy Moore really believes in the values he's talking about on the campaign trail, then he should step down, saying that the allegations that have been put forward by the women in question are credible, and adding his voice to the chorus that we've already seen. Yesterday we saw Mitch McConnell joining that, saying that he believes the women and that Moore should step down. We also had the chair of the National Republican Senate Committee, Senator Cory Gardner, coming out and saying, you know, even if Moore does win, there should be an effort underway to expel him from the Senate, something that hasn't really been done by the upper chamber that many times in U.S. history, but in this case, him saying that it would be warranted since Moore has shown that he does not have the ethical requirements to serve in the body. So just a lot of voices coming out. We still haven't heard definitively on whether or not Trump believes that he should be dropping out. We had sort of a boilerplate statement that was released by the press secretary, you know, when the story initially broke, saying that if the allegations are true, he should drop out, but also saying that Roy Moore's career should not be ruined by allegations dating back a number of decades. So we are still waiting to hear where exactly the White House is going to, you know, fall on this. They are the voices in this. They control a lot of the conversation, and that could certainly tilt things. So right now, a lot of leading voices are, you know, calling for him to drop out. There's a lot of skepticism as well coming from some of the more, you know, conservative circles of, you know, Republican thought, and that could certainly sway things.
Wow. Okay. So while that's happening, and your conversation is, I think it's not going to die down anytime soon, you have Senate Republicans saying, Justin, as you know, that they're very intent on repealing the health care law requirements. So that's a big one. How is this going to pass? What's going to happen here?
You know, this is interesting, and this was something that, you know, the text was not really available until about 10:30 or so tonight. And this is apparently what they're going to be moving forward for, or forward with. They want to combine the repeal of the individual mandate found in the Affordable Care Act with the tax reform bill that they're moving forward with, and that really puts this in some pretty major jeopardy. You know, tax reform looks like, for all of the controversy it had over state and local taxes and other big questions, namely how exactly it is going to be paid for, it looks like it had a pretty feasible path forward. Now that does not necessarily seem to exist. This is something that is very controversial. This ties into the struggles that the Senate had previously trying to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and nobody's really sure exactly how this is going to be moving forward or what exactly the political wisdom could be for this. There has been some people who have come out and said that with about 13 million people who would lose insurance by repealing the individual mandate, that could free up funding from government subsidies. But nevertheless, this is a fight that nobody really anticipated picking when they started pushing tax reform, and one that I'm sure is going to be very controversial as this moves forward.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, last thing, you covered Senator, you cover obviously everything in Washington, but you covered Senator Bob Menendez. How about this bribery trial? They still don't have a verdict after the judge told them to take as much time as they need to reach a verdict on these 18 counts against this guy who was popular at one point and then not so popular.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's been on my plate for a couple of days now. I'm pretty much assigned to cover the verdict once it actually comes through. But as you mentioned, we've had an issue with a hung jury, somebody who was initially dismissed from the trial after saying that, regardless of where this would move forward, she was going to be voting in favor of Bob Menendez being innocent. Some other jurors who had apparently acknowledged that they had seen news reports of the case that they were, observing and weighing in on. So just a pretty big mess right now. And as it stands, there really is no clear path forward over where exactly this is going to be breaking. And it could, lengthen this for a considerable period of time, something that I'm sure, buys Menendez a little bit more time, but not necessarily anything that people want to have hanging over their heads as they move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Justin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Covering, as he said, that trial, Justin Duckham, the jury not reaching a verdict. And, boy, the panel sent a note to the U.S. District Judge, so they're going over some stuff. Whatever it is that's tricky, when it's taking more time like this, they're poking around on a few things. They deliberated all day Tuesday. The trial, rather, is in its 11th week. If you don't know the story, Menendez and Florida eye doctor Solomon Melgen are charged with running a bribery scheme between 2006 and 2013, where Menendez lobbied government officials on Melgen's behalf, in exchange for flights on his private plane, luxury vacations, all kinds of amazing things that now have had him in this hot water. So the story is one that broke a long time ago, but now this is just the wheels of justice turning, and it doesn't look good for him, but the time the jury takes a lot of times, that means the better for the plaintiff, and we'll see if that's true or not. Coming up next, Scott Ballen, a health policy consultant from D.C., talking about tobacco and public health. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thursday of November, that's coming up. Smokers across the nation take part in the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout event. And this is the time when you say to somebody that you know that smokes, encourage them to use that date to make a plan to stop, quit, whatever, in advance and make it that day. You know, quit that day. Even for one day, it's a big, big step. So joining us now, he's in our virtual green room, Scott Ballen. He's a health policy consultant. I mentioned this already, based in D.C. And here's the key. He spent more than 40 years involved in issues related to tobacco and public health. Scott, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Kate.
Do you feel when I was looking at the numbers, and do you feel that it's encouraging, according to the CDC, that the U.S. smoking rate has dropped down to 15.1%, and that's from 2015? Do you feel encouraged by that?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, when you look back many decades and look where the number of people who were smoking was well over 50% of the adult population. So we're making tremendous progress, but we got a long way to go. In terms of numbers, there are still 35 million adult smokers out there, and they are dying every single year. Smoking remains the number one preventable cause of death in this country. 480,000 people die each year because of smoking. And so we can do a better job. We need to keep our efforts going. You know, we've got taxes that discourage people from purchasing cigarettes. We've got clean indoor air laws that don't let you smoke in public places or even in parks anymore. So we're making progress, but there are some other options and strategies I'd like to talk about tonight's show.
Yeah, so some of the alternatives, right, are non-combustible forms of tobacco and e-cigarettes, that then haven't they helped in dropping the smoking rate?
Yeah, they're beginning to help. And earlier this year, the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, said that the FDA is going to take on some new initiatives to add to its already multiple arsenal to take on the cigarettes smoking issue. One will be to try to reduce the levels of nicotine in cigarettes. So that will mean reducing the addiction, but there must be, as part of that, alternative products that could be available to smokers. And these are the non-combustible products. I have to remind people that it's not the tobacco that kills you, it's what you do with it. When you light it on fire, the smoke goes into your lung, and that causes the cancer, the heart disease, and the stroke. Now, there are new products out there, and there have been some on the market for a long time that are non-combustible, and you can get a cleaner form of nicotine that will reduce your risks of those diseases. And that's where the FDA wants to be headed, with allowing these products on the market and encouraging people to look at that as another option for reducing their smoking risks. And, you know, this is all going to take some time, but a lot of people, including myself, after having been in this for 40 years, are very excited about this option. It includes e-cigarettes that I think many people have heard about, but it also includes other smokeless tobacco products such as Swedish Snus, and also some newer products. One that's being, it's a heat not burn product. It's tobacco, but it heats the tobacco, doesn't burn it. And that's at the moment going to be considered by the FDA starting in January for making that product available to the public, hopefully sometime next year. So there's a lot of exciting things going on out there. You know, a lot of us who have been in this business for a long time want to see smoking end. We think that's the major cause, and we can do more to step up our efforts. The Great American Smokeout is one way to do that, but these new strategies that the FDA is looking at are even better.
Yeah, and so sadly, in some states, while we're seeing there's having this great effect with, you know, smokeless tobacco, e-cigarettes, all that kind of stuff, like California and Minnesota, they have these new laws that are kicking in that ban retail sales of flavored tobacco products, whether combustible or not. But there, I know this has worked for people I know. Why are flavors so important for smokers trying to switch to the alternatives?
Their flavors are not allowed in cigarettes, and I think that's a major step forward. But they should be allowed in these alternatives. They shouldn't be in flavors or marketed that may entice young people to take up the habit or try these products. There are many things that we as adults use that are flavored, and they're marketed appropriately, pharmaceutical products, et cetera, foods. And this has to be worked out and worked through. But a blanket ban of flavors, I don't think is the right approach. And FDA has said that they want to sit down and have a open dialogue sometime next year to work through these issues on flavors. In order, you know, a person, an adult who wants to use these alternative products isn't going to use them if they taste terrible. So you've got to make these consumer acceptable products, but you also want to keep them out of the hands of children and adolescents. And personally, having been in this business a long time, I think that can be done if all the various stakeholders sit down at the table and work through some of this stuff. I know a lot of these state houses and local city councils are, you know, sort of jumping on the bandwagon to ban the flavors, but I think they need to take a step back and look at the pros and cons of it and see this dual approach of giving adult users the option for buying these products while keeping it out of the hands of kids.
Yeah, what among the, you know, 40 years is a long time to be in the business. You obviously know a lot of people, have a lot of conversations. What do your counterparts say? What are they worried about?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the tobacco industry, and my counterparts are really the tobacco industries, and they've changed dramatically. They are the ones that accepted FDA oversight. They are the ones that are now investing hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars into developing these newer science-based products that are going to have to be approved by the FDA. So there's a potential change in the air. It's a very different environment than when I first worked in this area, when the industry fought tooth and nail against practically everything we tried to do. Probably your older audience may remember the seven CEOs of the tobacco industry standing up before Congress swearing that nicotine was not addictive. Now everybody accepts that, the industry accepts it, and I think this is an opportunity for some real progress to make some changes. I wouldn't say we should trust the industry 100%. I would never say that. But I think that now that we have an agency such as the FDA providing oversight to them, we have some opportunities to make sure what we do has a benefit to public health.
Yeah, and I started this talking about the fact that we have, and you've seen this now for a long time, the Great American Smoke Out. And at least that's a step in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. I think it's a reminder. People have, in many respects, after the FDA got jurisdiction, and even when there was a big settlement between the industry and a lot of lawyers back in the late 90s, people have become complacent about cigarette smoking. They think the problem has been solved and it's going to go away. Now, that may be true in some places like New York City and other places where the laws are much more stringent, but in many, many states, particularly in the states of in the South, the smoking rates are exceptionally high, and you've also got a lot of people who are very poor smoking cigarettes because they're addicted. I have to remind people that we spend $300 billion a year in health care costs and lost productivity. We shouldn't be spending that. As taxpayers, we're paying for it. So we have to do more to help those people in those areas and places where they're still smoking, where they're addicted, and they don't have the means to quit. The Great American Smoke-It has been a tremendous initiative all these years, and I've watched it and been a part of it. But I think that the environment is changing. We have some new opportunities to take advantage of, that we can actually rid this country of combustible cigarettes, hopefully in the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, I agree. Scott, thanks so much for coming on. We'll have you on again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, good information, talking about what is an interesting day and where we are as far as the smoking rate and what are we seeing with these alternatives, as he was talking about the non-combustible forms of tobacco and the e-cigarettes and, actually what so many people say, how it's helped them quit smoking cigarettes. And initially, that was one of the reasons why many of these companies were formed, because of trying to kill off that habit. So the FDA, the conversation with the FDA, and what's happening in these various really states and how they're deciding on what they're doing moving forward has been really a fascinating process to watch. All right, hang with us, everybody. Much more coming your way on the flip side here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage.
And Turkey Day means we go away, and my biggest turkey is my husband, Paul. Say hi to everybody, Paul.
Hi, everybody.
You heard the turkeys in the background. So here's the question. Is it okay on Thanksgiving not to serve turkey? What do you think, Paul?
Gotta have turkey.
So it wouldn't be like Thanksgiving if you didn't have it?
No.
All right, so let's ask Andy. Andy, what would Thanksgiving be like without turkey? So you had some other kind of meat. Would that be okay?
Yeah, like a ham or beef stew. I'm just, as long as there's food, I'm happy.
As long as there's food, who cares if it's a turkey?
So who says, all right, I need a turkey?
You don't need a turkey, but it's traditional to have a turkey with the trimmings, with the mashed potatoes and the stuffing and everything else. So I'm taking an unofficial poll. Is it okay to have Thanksgiving dinner without turkey of some sort? I say you got to have turkey. kill off a few turkeys. You got to have turkey. I was at a friend's house today, and she was telling me that my friend Christine was telling me that they're not having turkey. Yeah, might mess with all that nonsense. They're going to have, like, prime rib or something. Now, don't get me wrong. I like prime rib. But prime rib on a day that's not Thanksgiving. What do you think? You think so too, Paulie, huh?
I agree.
Yeah, I can just rest assured. We're going to the Delaney's house in Florida, and if there's no turkey, I will pitch a fit. And will you help me?
Christmas is for other foods, but Thanksgiving is for turkey.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I agree with you. I think it's okay to serve other foods. My mother didn't. She was bam, bam, bam. It was about the turkey, the conversation about the turkey, about was it moist, the whole thing. I mean, yes, it was a lot of work, but she was an excellent cook, and we always had turkey on both of those holidays. But you're right. If you're going to fudge with one of them, the one to do it on is not Thanksgiving. What's your favorite part about the Thanksgiving day meal?
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, for people who don't know, and of course, why would they know this? When we first were married, I think we were married. Yeah, we were married. It must have been the first year we were married. You, for my birthday, wanted to make me something I wanted. So you made mashed potatoes and London broil. Tell the listeners how much mashed potatoes you made for two people.
I just made the 5-pound bag.
It was giant, the amount. It just kept multiplying the amount of mashed potatoes we had, right?
Yeah, just make the bag.
Just make the bag, Paul. All right, so play along with us. What do you think? Is Christine wrong and the others who think you can just serve whatever you want on Thanksgiving, especially when you have guests? Take our survey. Send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact. And Paul and I vote that you can't. Andy votes you can. How about this? People have spoken and they have voted Blake Shelton as the sexiest man alive. You're a man, but is Blake Shelton sexy?
That's a negatory.
Yeah. I mean, what about, I don't know, George Clooney? I can think of a lot. People that are, no offense actually, but I can think of a lot of people that are sexier than Blake Shelton. He's just recently gotten a lot of attention because he's on, you know, the one show that he's on, and so you see him a lot, but I don't think he's bad looking, I just don't think he's the sexiest man alive. I mean, what is the criteria for the sexiest man alive? Do you know?
You have a good agent.
That might be the best thing you've ever said on this show. You have a good agent. Absolutely. A good agent can make all the difference in the world. All right, I like this. Every year they come up with the 10 worst toys of the season. And the list includes drones, fidget spinners. You know, here's the problem. We have some fidget spinners. The problem with fidget spinners is some of them catch on fire. Did you know that?
I did know that, but the ones that we have aren't electric.
No, they aren't, but here's what they say. The hand fidget spinners by Kip Brothers, they say the fidget spinners are meant for antsy kids, but watch. They said some of the small parts can easily become loose or pulled off. That's not good.
No, that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing. All right, some of the others that they listed, they also put on Wonder Woman Battle Action Sword by Mattel. They say that the stiff plastic sword can cause facial damage or other injuries to children. Wonder Woman! Can you see this little girl sword fighting and then somebody gets hurt? That's ridiculous.
I can see it.
I can see it, too. All right, speaking of, you know, comic book characters, so we're going to go to Florida. Our nephew, Owen, made us wait to see the latest Thor production. What's it called?
Ragnarok.
And I think Andy saw it and said it was fantastic. Right, Andy?
It was wonderful.
Right, the sarcasm, jokiness, really funny. And so our nephew wants to go see it. The good news, Andy, is you probably went with a ton of people. It was jammed because you went opening weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, but we got good seats.
Okay, so he got good seats. So hopefully we'll get good seats. We'll probably go to Ybor City and see it there.
I got my AMC Stubbs membership upgraded to the best it can be. So now I can just budge in front of everyone for popcorn and stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So you get a free, it's like a fast pass to Disney. You get to butt. How much does it cost to butt in front of lines?
$15 a year.
That's it?
Yeah. And when you refill your popcorn in the middle of the movie, you can just, like, get in front of everyone and be like, I'm in a hurry. I just need my popcorn. Don't want to miss any more of the movie.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, just the $15.
Wow. Boy, that seems like a good deal, doesn't it, Paul? If you go to the movies a lot, it would be a really good deal. You know what's coming out besides Ragnarok? And I guess we might go see this with him, too. The Justice League movie's coming out. You know about that, right?
November 17th.
Wow, you even know the date.
They've been advertising it like crazy.
Well, the woman who plays Wonder Woman, what's her name?
Gadot.
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot is in it, and this may be one of the last chances to see her because she's not going to stay as Wonder Woman if Brett Ratner is still involved in the production. Did you hear that?
You told me that.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? All right, I thought this was a brutal story. How about these UCLA basketball players that were detained for shoplifting? Internationally, what are they thinking? Shoplifting? Are you kidding?
I don't know.
I don't know. You have no idea. Why? Why would you shoplift? I don't get it. And, you know, we're talking about movies because I'm going to bounce back to that for a second. Star Wars is coming up, too. So this is movie season, right?
That is correct.
We better get that cheat and line pass that Andy got, whatever it's called. Fast beat
Stubbs
people
premiere.
Up. Stubbs premiere. We need Stubbs premiere.
And I don't know if I'm just going crazy, but I think AMC stepped up their popcorn game.
Ooh, so it's better?
Well, I mean, it's all right. It used to be terrible.
Well, you know why? Because if they let the popcorn get stale, that's when it's terrible, and then they just throw butter on it if you want butter, and it buries how awful it is, but it's not good.
It was fluffier.
Oh, fluffier. All right. Sounds good. Fluffier. So, how about this? You know, in talking about crazy things with Uber, Uber's being sued by some female passengers. They're saying driver rape and violence. That's terrible.
Yes, that is not good.
Well, and because we know some people that are Uber drivers, and I do, and they're the nicest people around, and that's going to, I wonder what that's going to cause Uber to do, because they can only have so many checks and balances. I guess you're kind of risking it, but what about when you get in a cab? They still have cabs.
Yeah, they've been in a lot of troubles lately, but it hasn't seemed to slow them down much.
Why? Because people travel and then they have some mode of transportation to get from the airport to their hotel. And so if it's not going to be a cab, it's going to be Uber. And anybody younger, especially, they're going to take Uber because it's fast, easy. It's already paid for. They come, they pick you up, and that's it. So I don't know. It's a good question for you, Paulie. So we go travel somewhere, Uber or taxi?
I would take an Uber.
And you have Uber on your phone?
Yep.
And you know how to work it?
Obviously.
Well, remember, didn't we learn when we were at the tables in Vegas, somebody set us up on it?
Yes.
I remember that. I was trying to teach you how to play blackjack. I think this was, I don't know how long ago this was. How long ago was it? Just a couple years ago. Not that long.
Couple of years ago.
Yeah. We took a quickie vacation, I think, because I had major burnout, and you said, let's go, right?
Your hair was on fire.
Oh, my hair was on fire. That expression, your hair's on fire. Yeah. Now it's just completely frayed, so it doesn't matter. All right, Paul. We have our little unofficial poll out there. We'll see what people say. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nice. Coming up next, Donovan Cashin. We're going to be talking cars here on America Tonight.
that. Probably one of the last.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Kate Delaney again on America Tonight. You know my fascination with cars, although I know nothing about them. Thanks to Donovan Cashin, he joins us again with Off the Lot, or as I like to say, my friend's son knows more about cars than I do, and he's only 14. He joins me. I happened to catch up with him today. I bumped into him. So I figured we would talk about what I happened to also see on Car and Driver. Wow, that Corvette is pretty cool looking.
Yes, it's the new 2018 ZR1. It was just unveiled a couple days ago at the Dubai Motor Show, which is an interesting place to unveil a Corvette, but I can see where they're coming from with that. It has 750 horsepower and 680 pound-feet of torque. Huge numbers from a V8 that is supercharged. The engine is, in fact, so big that it actually sticks through the hood, and they had to put a hole in the middle of it, and you can have to see the engine vibrating and moving when you're under acceleration and when the car's on.
Wow, so it's interesting you say I can understand Dubai, because they have a lot of money there, so they can afford it, right?
Yes. Surprisingly, a lot of Corvettes and Camaros, Mustangs end up in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar. A lot of those places are very into these cars because these are things that you can't really get there.
Yeah. When you talk about the engine and you say how they had to cut the special hole for the engine, that is rather unusual, isn't it?
Yes. The previous car had actually a glass little cover over it. But people seem to not really like that. And I'm quoting Chevy with this. They said, to hell with the window. Let's just have the engine stick through the hood. So that's what they did.
Do you think people like that? I think it's kind of cool, actually, in looking at the picture.
Yes, it's a surprisingly nice touch. It's, I'll try and picture it for you guys. It's a carbon fiber weave that flows in nicely with the hood. There's a middle, like a kind of racing line down the center of it that is matched up perfectly to the carbon fiber weave on the top of the engine.
So we'll go back here for a second. That was a great picture, by the way, that you painted. But carbon fiber, explain that for people who might not understand what you're talking about as far as the body of the car.
Yes, well, parts of the vehicle, not all of it, is mostly made of aluminum, but parts of it is made of carbon fiber. Carbon fiber is a material which is lighter and stronger than steel, which is a more expensive but a better product.
You also mentioned to me before we jumped on the air together when you were in our virtual green room about this car that's named after the Hennessy booze. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's called the Hennessy Venom F5. It came out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, which is a special trade show for people in the industry to look at new parts, which is also kind of an interesting place to unveil a world-renowned sports car. It apparently is going to have a top speed of 300 miles an hour, which will be the first production car to ever reach such speeds. It goes 0 to 186 in less than 10 seconds, which is just a mind-boggling number. It goes to 250 miles an hour in less than 30 seconds. And, of course, that's probably possible because it has 1,600 horsepower from a mid-mounted twin-turbo V8.
How much would a car like that cost? I could only imagine astronomical.
Well, the numbers haven't been released quite yet, but I can surely bet it'll be in the range of about $1 million.
Ooh. Now, you know there's this trend for making the big, bad, sexy car also affordable. If you were looking at an affordable car for somebody where, let's say, they wouldn't have to pay, and that's okay with Murphy in the background barking, where they wouldn't have to pay six figures, they wouldn't have to pay over $100,000, what would you recommend?
I would recommend a Corvette. Not necessarily the $120,000-ish ZR1, but a more stock Stingray you can pick up for about $40,000 brand new, which is quite a bargain for what you're getting.
But are they good cars? Do they run well?
Yes. Most of them come equipped with V8s, and they're known for their reliability. A lot of Corvettes, people can build them up to 1,000 horsepower usually and still run them with no issues.
And, you know, you did briefly mention the Camaro. You know, Camaros are incredibly popular because of the Hawaii 5.0 and the fact that that's back on TV again. So I was recently in Los Angeles, and I saw a ton of Camaros. And, again, that's sort of like a downgraded version of the hot, sexy sports car, right?
Yes. In fact, it actually uses the same engine and a better transmission. The ZR1, which is like their new top dog, has an 8-speed automatic, but the Camaro now has a 10-speed, which is faster than the transmission in the new Corvette, which is I thought was a little funny.
Yeah. Do you think the trend? You and I have talked about this before about your Tesla and the fact that you don't need gasoline, etc. And now Elon Musk is developing those cars, and they're very hot commodity where they're affordable too for other people. Do you foresee a day in the near future where we don't really have that many cars that take gasoline?
Not in our lifetimes, I don't think so. The price of gasoline right now, I've seen at stations, at least we are in Dallas, Texas, you can see them for low $2 range. And for people to buy cars that are gasoline right now, they're more on the cheap side. You can pick up a running car for $5,000 and go stop at the gas station every couple weeks and pay about, I don't know, $35 into the tank. Unless gas skyrockets in price and electric cars are a lot more available and people don't have range anxiety, that I could see in the future. But the issue is that the cars don't charge fast enough. 30 minutes is good, but not as good as it should be. It needs to be the same speed as a gas, same speed of charging as a gas car, and it needs to be able to go as far or farther than a gas car.
You and I haven't talked about this too much, but I think there is a preference for the color of cars people select. And there's, of course, the old wives' tale about if you drive a red car, especially a sports car, that the cops are going to see you more and pull you over, and they're going to be attracted to that color. Do you think there is kind of a preference of color for a lot of people, whether is it black, is it metallic looking? What do you think?
A lot of people, a lot of what I see, at least, a lot of grays, a lot of blacks. That is mostly the most safe color for resale value, since everyone either mostly likes it. Some people don't really like that color, but most people, that's kind of their safe bet. If, let's say, you get a bright orange car or a bright green car, then, well, you're looking at something that's a bit more special, but it has to be a certain type of person that wants it.
Right. Do you also think that, because I know you look at a lot of car magazines and cars, do you think there is sort of a little bent toward nostalgia, like people that have bugs, you know, go back and get old cars and restore them, whether they're high-end cars or not as high-end? Do you think there is kind of a little bit of a trend of that? I see that more.
People try to influence the cars that were very popular back in the 60s and 70s. Like, muscle cars have more power than ever. They're kind of like the ones in the 50s and 60s when the original muscle cars came out. But these days, classic cars are a bit different than what they used to be. Cars like from the 30s and 40s, 50s range are no longer really worth that as much, since a lot of people that buy those cars now never grew up with those as kids. They don't see them as interesting as, let's say, an 87 Buick or something from that era.
You've had the chance to spend some time with really unique people in the car industry and see the kinds of rides they have, let's say. Is there one particular event that you've gone to in the whole time you've been doing this that just blew you away?
In fact, that happened this weekend. It was an event called Wanna Go Fast, which is a sort of drag race event where it's a half-mile stretch at a place here in Dallas called Hensley Field, where they shut it down and pretty much they let anyone who ponied up about $200 to go as fast as they wanted down the half mile.
Wow. And did you get to see that? Or did you see those cars going fast?
Yes. A lot of the cars, these people spend their pride and joy, all their money, and put them in these cars. They reach horsepower numbers of in the thousands range. They can go down the half mile, and hit about 200 miles an hour. In fact, one of the cars there was a Lamborghini, and it was twin-turboed. Apparently, it had over $100,000 worth of work put into it on top of the $300,000 sticker price. It's a rich man's game for sure, but he was able to go 250 miles an hour in the span of a half a mile.
Wow! So when you saw that, were other people must have been watching? Were they all gasping and excited about that?
Yes, no one. It's mind-boggling how fast cars can get, how much acceleration some of those cars can get. Really, are just like they're shot from a gun, pretty much. That's how fast it is. They're gone immediately. It's amazing.
I mentioned at the top of this that you are 14, and I think a lot of people you are so knowledgeable about cars are surprised by that. Are any of the guys your age, are they as interested in cars as you?
Some are, but most people aren't as into it as I've been. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, that's a nice car. That's nice," and then, of course, I know, like, let's say, what color that is, what kind of model is, what year, stuff like that, a bit more than what the average car person would know.
Yeah, well, I said that we were in the virtual green room, so I happened to be with you today when you got the new car magazine. It's, I guess, maybe kind of like when I get Sports Illustrated. Do you get excited when you get the car magazine?
Very much so. I've been subscribed to, I believe this is Car and Driver, for 5 years, maybe. Of course, I love this. I love DuPont Registry as well, just to look at all the cars I can never afford. but it's pretty fun to see it on paper, because you can look at any car on the internet, but to see it in your hands and get to read all the people's driving is quite interesting to me.
Yep. All right. Well, this was fabulous. Thanks so much once again, and happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.